White Fang by Jack London. Narrated by Stuart Crank. Part 3. Chapter 1. The Makers of Fire. The cub came upon it suddenly. It was his own fault. He had been careless. He had left the cave and run down to the stream to drink. It might have been that he took no notice because he was heavy with sleep. He had been out all night on the meat trail and had but just then awakened. And his carelessness might have been due to the familiarity of the trail to the pool. He had travelled it often, and nothing had ever happened on it. He went down past the blasted pine, crossed the open space, and trotted in amongst the trees. Then, at the same instant, he saw and smelt. Before him, sitting silently on their haunches, were five live things, the like of which he had never seen before. It was his first glimpse of mankind. But at the sight of him, the five men did not spring to their feet, nor show their teeth, nor snarl. They did not move, but sat there,